All right. Well, it's a couple minutes to seven, and I started the fellowship. I don't even know how technologically. Let me get that off the screen. I got to clean the screen. Anyway, God, so here I am, and I am by myself, and I am gonna just share like I'm talking to a lot of people, and then I'm gonna send it off. So, and like I was sharing the other day, you got the opportunity to be, to wake up and to be happy. Well, I love how that, I just noticed I did it with AI, artificial intelligence, and it moved in and out based on my location. Really cool. Anyway, it's from the world, so it's definitely not, well, it's partly from you. But anyway, Father, waking up, you get the choice to be happy or not happy. So that's the choice. And in the morning is, you and also going to sleep too. But in the morning is a big deal because when you go to sleep and you wake up, you get the chance to wake up and you can start your day. And you can start your day happy or you can start your day, oh me, oh my, and bitch and complain. And or you can start in a couple different ways, actually. You can start in silence. You can start in, going to God, going to you, Father, and saying, hey, I'm going to have a great day today, and then start counting your blessings. That's another way. Or just be thankful for your awake. Be thankful for the word. Be thankful for the things you have. Start your day that way instead of being miserable and moaning and complaining and bitching about every single thing. Now, there's definitely some challenges that I have, and that's on me, and that's my Father working with me. So I know He will continue to work with me. I know you will continue to work with me. So, and that's with everybody. There's nobody different. I was at a field today. And I mean a field where you're sowing and, to meet people. Now, I didn't really have to speak about God today, although I went there to meet someone. But during the meeting, they had, a guy sharing and, it was a secular meeting, but I went to it. Ooh, excuse me. And, so I listened to him and, he was kind of all over the place. But again, people are all in different locations in their lives and you got to give them some grace. And that's something I really need to work on, give people grace. I just listened. There's a lot of people in the room, probably 50, minimum 50. And, you show grace and, show love, show tenderness and, as best you can. And what I did was just stay quiet and listen because he was, again, he was all over the place. And it's a direct, as a, that's a direct, because I've been there, that's a direct result of your mind being all over the place. So, and I'm definitely getting better. So I know that, that's you, Father, will have to work with him. And if it's an opportunity for me to speak to him, I'll speak to him. The guy I went to see, who knows, could be a potential laborer, which would be a good thing, or potential someone I just help. Because again, I'm going to not go and try to get everybody born again. That's not my job. My job is to just love people, be tender, be gentle. When the opportunity presents itself, to move the word, to love people, be kind, gentle, like I said. And so that's what I was today. I went to the snack bar and got myself a soda and then a pack of crackers and sat down and listened to the meeting afterwards. I met the guy. Well, I met two other guys afterwards that I had seen at some other meetings and which was good. And they knew some people I knew, which was good. And then me and the other guy went outside and I helped him do some things that he needed to do. And we just went on our day like that the rest of the day. And so it was a very uneventful day, other than listening to the teaching that came out today. I listened to it at least twice. The one God do me a favor, I got to go back. I've listened to that minimum twice. This one I've listened to twice. And being about, I think it's about being consistent. I'm not exactly sure. I forget now, but something came out. Oh, that's just an email. Get rid of that. Oh, there we go. Those are little things that pop up. But anyway, so I was there to not get people born again. I was there to help and minister, like I try to do, and Father correct me and guide me and direct me into that, you know, because I need a lot of direction. I'll be calling Lawrence tomorrow. Your man in England. 007. No, he's definitely the man of God of the area, and thank you, Father, for him. And not blowing smoke up his ass, but you know, I'm going to him. I got a lot of things to share, and not a lot, but got some things to share. And I'll listen to what you work through him to tell me what I need to do to move forward. So that's the direction I'm going to go. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about life. I'm excited. Tonight just happens to be the mighty Miami Hurricanes play a college football championship game. That's why I started a little early. The game didn't start till an hour or something for now, I think. But anyway, I knew it was going to be just me in here. Brandon, she's out on the phone, and I don't even think she knows I'm even in here. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I was able to get on and get started. I'm learning the technology, which, Father, thank you so much for showing me. I need to watch some YouTubes on it to show me more. You are a wonderful father. And the thing that was mentioned about Job, you know, Job's fear is the thing that came up with me in reference to, obviously, when they said sons of God with Satan, which obviously those were devil spirits, I think, presented themselves, because they certainly weren't good people. That's for sure, good angels. So they presented themselves to God. And then, you know, because of his fear, you know, it was, and I'm not trying to be controversial or anything like that. I'm just trying to understand, and I'll ask you tomorrow. Once I try to, that's another thing, trying to figure out how to send these things off. That takes me a while. That's the other reason I wanted to get started too, because the technology of this thing. But anyway, back on that. So his fear is what caused all that to happen. And that God didn't break his free will, you know, because he had fear. Couldn't take his life, which is a beautiful thing to know. Absolute beautiful thing to know. Amazing, actually. You know, when you read it and understand it more. And those are the things that I like understanding, obviously. But like today, when I was talking to the guy, you know, I just made sure that he knew God, knew Jesus Christ, and obviously he did, which was great. And then I had other issues to work with him on. And one of the interesting things is he got a renewed mind book. You know, the Joyce Meyer, she wrote this Battlefield of the Mind. He got it laid in his lap. He has no idea where it came from, which is, I thought was, you know, just God just working to get him that. Now, whether he reads it or whether he becomes a laborer, his name is Matt. So keep him in your prayers. We'll see what happens, and I'm going to be working with him. And tomorrow I got 2 days down in Ocala, which is probably about 2 hours from here. So I got to get up early, drive there, and then drive back, 2 days, which is going to be fun because it's work and I'm getting paid, and it's great stuff, and God is good. I got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be thankful for. So that's what I'm saying. In the morning, when you get up, you can get up and what people say, they probably say it in the same thing, same way in England. Like you get up on the wrong side of the bed over here. It doesn't matter which side of the bed you get up. This is just a figure of speech, obviously, but get up thankful, get up grateful. Now, like I was sharing on the leaders meeting, I think. Do I moan and groan like, oh, yeah, sure I do. Yeah. But I'm also speaking in tongues, and then following through. We get up and exercise. We go for a walk, probably about 2 miles. Like I was telling you, Lawrence, that, make sure you tell Becca what you did. You did, I'm sure. And then I got a chance too. She was still on, which was good. Everything in the green. Everything in the green, everything. Heating better, doing better, just better in general. So I need to continue to confess. And now I see what you're saying because you're talking about the thing that you sent out was to see it in your mind first. So these are old paradigms and patterns that I've had in my life. Whether it's choice and then, and then, sticking with that paradigm or pattern and going down that route. So those are areas I definitely need work in, guidance and direction and counsel. And that's the reason I'll be coming to you. So it's just good stuff. I mean, again, I got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be excited about. Brenda, thank you God for her life and protecting her and guarding her and giving her wisdom, guidance. You deal with her, Father. You deal with her. I'm ceasing from my own works. I'm not gonna try to fix anything because what am I doing? Fixing stuff. How can I fix it any better than you? No, you fix it. So for me, I'm going to come to you tomorrow and share some real personal, intimate things. So obviously, you're not going to put this on the sharing. Don't put this on the sharing. This is between me and you. So I'm going to share some intimate things with you tomorrow, and we'll see where we're at. See how our Father does this. I love how this AI stuff is working because if I lean my head back and put in it. Goes, I've never noticed that before. This is all new to me, this technology. But I, like you said, I am teaching like there's people in front of me. So obviously I'm going off, not off script because I'm not a fucking actor, but off cuff. But I serve a mighty God. I am living the more than abundant life. I refuse to say anything different. So there's the area. Okay, now refusing to say it and saying the I ams and confessing. What am I thinking? What am I imagining? Where's my vision plan? That's the other thing. Because you mentioned you don't have a vision plan, people fail. So currently we don't have one. So I need to lead and get one. But again, like I said, I'll talk to you about all that stuff tomorrow. Like I said, I'm currently, as you can see, I'm sure, and you'll hear tomorrow, I am, I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. But anyway, I love you and I'm very thankful for you and grateful. And so the speaking in tongues, the honoring our Father, which I love that because that was correct. So good for me to hear. I was thinking of a word. What does, how do you say it? Give, tithing, It was just honored. And those are the kind of things that the connect is so important for. So I might need you more than just Tuesday, but we'll see how it goes. But I don't know. You know, I'm not going to confess that. I'm going to confess the positive, and I'm going to talk to you Tuesday, and then we're going to move forward from there. But I consider myself a little bit stubborn, which is not good because that's rebellious. So I need to be corrected on that. I'm hard-headed, which I think is the same thing, really. But I am humble and meek, and I will listen to you because I know it's coming from God. Not because it's coming from you, because it's coming from God. Meek. So I love you. I'm going to cut this short. I don't have her in here, here, her. I don't have her here to share. I don't know if she would share anyway, even if I ask her to share. So anyway, I'm going to go and try to stay up, watch the game. Then I got to get up really